do you feel about giving kids, well, teenagers, their freedom, right? Like they're like baby adults at this point, right? But what he found in his daughter's car, is it worth bringing to her attention? I don't know. We'll get to it today with Ask My Mom on the show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What up? This is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. I'm Steve Kramer. It's a feel-good podcast that my mom and I do every single day that you're always invited, by the way. I love it if you listen every day. I just feel like you're the family. It's just fans, like friends, family sitting around. That's what this podcast is supposed to be about. Today's April the 2nd. We are based in three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Well, my ex-wife is getting remarried.
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah, I found this news out while I was on my trip. I had a reach out to me and let me know that my ex-wife has posted a picture on social media about getting engaged, and I don't even really know how I feel about it. My feelings are kind of all over the place with it because I'm not like mad. I'm not sad. Uh-huh. It just, there's something that feels weird to me that I can't really quite digest. You know, sat on this now for a couple of days, and I just don't know. Now, if you're new to our podcast, my wife and I got divorced about 4 years ago, and some of y'all, this may not be as weird to you. We got a lot of people that are divorced listening to this podcast. I think if you have kids with somebody else and you kind of watch the natural progression of someone's relationship, maybe it's not as weird. And I don't even know why it's weird. I don't know even. Weird to me. Like I don't ever, honest to God, think about my ex-wife. And I honestly don't even know how I feel about my friend telling me that she was getting remarried. I guess, you know, it came from a good place, but it just kind of hit me like, that's bizarre. Mom, what do you think about all that? What are your thoughts? I mean, hell, it's been 4 years, y'all. It's not like it's, that's why I'm surprised I even feel anything about it at all, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you have literally known nothing about her since she left, basically, right?
Yeah,
except that one episode that you all had at that concert or whatever.
Margarita Fest, which if you've never listened to that episode before, or maybe it's a good time to go back and refresh your memory on that.
So dramatic.
That was so wild.
How crazy. So, and I know that, I certainly know you're over her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it would just feel strange because maybe you feel like she's moved on and you haven't.
No,
she's in a relationship and you aren't.
Maybe there's a smidge of that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a competitive type of feeling. I'd love to actually hear from somebody. I mean, I'm sure this happens all the time, and this doesn't even have to be something recent. Doesn't have to be a divorce, but kind of when I feel like I would care if I wasn't over her. And that's what kind of makes me worry. Cause I'm like, am I not over this? Like, am I not? Am I not over it as much as I thought I would be? You know, I think it's just, what's interesting to me is like the woman that like was my wife is now going to be somebody else's wife, which is just kind of like weird. Now, what else I think is really weird is that I'm just surprised since this is on recording. I'm just surprised that she's getting married again. She never seemed to be the type that really wanted to be married. I'm assuming he makes good money. And I don't know too. This is a question that a couple of people have asked me in my circle is like, is this the, is it the same guy that she was having that emotional affair with?
I was wondering about that.
And I don't know. I don't have any interest, honestly, in like researching any more than I assume it was him, but I literally, y'all, in 4 years, you could date 600,000 people.
That's exactly right. You know what I mean?
Like she could have a 3-year-old at this point, y'all. And like, And it wouldn't really make much of a difference.
Is she still in San Diego?
I know nothing.
Yeah.
I don't really care to know anything. I don't even care to know that she's engaged. Like, I don't care. Like, I just don't. That's what I'm trying to, honestly, I've been sitting on this now for, I guess I found out the last, I guess it was Friday I found out. And I just don't care.
But you can't stop thinking about it, and you don't know why?
It's not even that I can't stop thinking about it. I mean, it just, probably like once a day now it's popped in my head. And I've just been like, that's peculiar. And then I just kind of move on with my day, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. I don't even know why I'm feeling anything at all about this, you know? So, you know, if you've been in this spot before, I'd love to hear from you, because I just don't know what this feeling is that I'm feeling. I think it's probably just residual leftover feelings, possibly, from the divorce, which are probably always going to be there, especially post-divorce when she tried to get me fired and everything. It may be that just coming back to the surface. I don't know. But yeah, I found that out, and I thought that that's part of the very interesting week that we had last week while we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's all I know is that. But I'd love to hear from somebody else that, like, you're divorced, and like, what is that feeling? Like, what is that feeling that you get, even though you're over the divorce? Did you feel some kind of certain way when you found out that your ex was going to get remarried? Also, I don't know if we should start playing a game on how long this one's going to last for her. I don't know when she'll. Should we start a pool? How long till she gets bored with this marriage and moves on to no.
Yeah, well, people change, you know.
Okay, so is it weird? Is it weird to bring your own lunch to a friend's house when you go over? Because apparently, according to possibly the younger generation, like, if you're a 20-something, this may seem completely normal. But to my mom, it's kind of freaking her out. Mom, what's happening?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Maggie had a couple of friends up to the lake this weekend.
That's my sister, in case you knew.
Uh-huh. And, of course, we're always happy to have people. I mean, bring your friends, bring everybody. And so I said, well, what about lunch? And she said, oh, no worries. They're bringing it. And I said, they're bringing lunch for all of us? And she said, no, just theirs. And I was like, oh, okay. And sure enough, they came in and they had their lunch stuff and they put it in the refrigerator. And when it was time for lunch, we made our lunches and they pulled theirs out and we all sat around the table and enjoyed our lunch. And it felt so strange to me. But here's the other thing. I've also been invited to a little get-together tomorrow night with a group of women here at the lake. And the hostess knows that I have, you know, that I'm basically vegan and gluten-free and all that.
Yeah.
And so when she invited me, she said, well, I'm just going to put out some, you know, platters of cheese and crackers and stuff. Oh, you can't eat that. Well, you just bring what you want to eat. Okay.
That does seem bizarre.
So I don't know. And, you know, I mean, your brother and sister are always telling me that I do way, and especially Aunt, your brother-in-law, Brian's husband, says you do way too much work with food. Like, you've got to delegate the preparation. You've got to do all that. And they would be more than happy to bring all their food every time they come to the lake.
Yeah.
I know. Uh-uh. No way. So now our agreement is that when you come to the lake, Jim and I, provide the food.
Okay.
And when we go into town, you provide the food.
Yeah, I think that sounds fair.
And that's working out well.
I think that sounds like the way to do it. I've never heard. Now, what did Maggie's friends bring for lunch? Was it something specialized? Was it something that was like...
Oh, no. It was a married couple. The guy had Chick-fil-A, and the girl brought a little tub of chicken salad and some crackers.
I've never heard of this before. What did your Maggie say about that?
She acted like it was perfectly normal. It's normal for them. That's what they do.
That's so bizarre to me.
Weird, Maggie. And she said, no, absolutely not.
I don't know why that's so bizarre to me. I would feel weird bringing food to someone else. Now, okay, same with me. So I've got a kind of a specialized diet, right? Mm-hmm. But like, and I would bring something.
Yeah.
Like with your friend situation.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're kind of like, I think a lot of people are like, hey, so I know you're vegan, so I'm thinking about making like a pork roast. Is that vegan? I'm like,
yeah, no. Exactly.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah. Okay.
So I know you're gluten-free, so we're going to have bread.
Yeah. Like, and like, listen, I shouldn't expect anyone to know like how to prepare my food, right?
No, exactly. But
if you're just bringing like Chick-fil-A. Now, I guess maybe in their mind, they're like, well, we don't want to be a financial burden on
or be any Maggie says it's any bother, any trouble, any inconvenience. Like they feel like we're opening up our house and our boat and our dock and, you know, everything for their pleasure and enjoyment. And we are. We love to do that.
Yeah.
But I would kill myself doing it. I mean, you know, I would be like, oh, what do they eat? Do they have any dietary restrictions?
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, and that's what I do. And that's what Ann says, I have to stop doing that.
No, I think, honestly, if you invite people to your house, you should be 100% responsible for the food situation. And if not, then you should, unless you're going to specifically say it's a potluck or something, everyone bring a dish.
Yes.
Then you are 100% in charge of the food.
Yes.
Now, we've got people, to me, this sounds like a very, you know, Southern thing to do though. My mom lives in Georgia. And so that sounds like a very, oh, y'all come to my house now. I'm gonna cook y'all some food. You know, that sounds very Georgia to
right.
me.
Right. But yeah, and that's what I wonder about.
In other parts of the country where this podcast is listened to.
Yeah.
Is that also a thing where people, when they come to your house, they bring their own food? Let's get that conversation going because I'd like to know if that's a thing that's brand new to me. Never heard of it before.
Yeah.
888-Kramer-8. You can always text us, same number. You can DM me, that guy Kramer. I've never heard that. And certified fans will get that conversation started over there. Let's have a moment of nostalgia today, if you don't mind. I was prepping for the radio show today and I found this on Reddit talking about what's an early 2000s trend that you wish would make a comeback. So I'm going to go through some of these really quick and let's say if we want these things to come back or not. Blockbuster and other film rental places. That's actually a lot of this. The number one answer, by the way, was Blockbuster and going to actually pick up a movie. So there's something magical about going in and running around the aisles with your friends and just cruising on your own, picking up an anticipated title and also something that just caught your eye. Mom, do you miss that? Do you miss going to the video store? We would go to Ingles a lot and get videos if Blockbuster was a...
No, I do not.
Not either. I feel
and
like
half the time when you got there, what the movies that you wanted weren't there.
Yeah.
You know?
I do not.
You have to take them back within a certain number of days, and you needed to remember, or you had to pay those late fees. And I thought it was a big hassle.
I never want to go through that again. Nor Redbox. They can both just stay dead in the depths of nostalgia hell to me. But I know that there's something that people really enjoyed about it. I hear that a lot. Actually, people want Blockbuster. I don't want it back. I don't think you want it back either. I just think that you say that because it does scratch some type of nostalgic itch. But
you've got to go somewhere. I mean, how much better is it that you just turn on your Roku?
Yeah. Yeah. No, trust. Love it. How about this? This one said the internet of the late 90s and early 2000s was the best. Napster, news groups, flash games, forums, no social media or data harvesting bullshit. It was just awesome. I do kind of miss the easier internet. I miss the internet that you could just go to and you could walk away from.
Yes.
Now it's like a nonstop. I think before social media, the internet was a way different place. Do you remember that? Do you think that far back, you know, to where it was just easy? And like we would have like I had a GeoCities webpage where you could like make your own webpage and then people would have to go to your very long domain name and try to find it. But nobody would because we didn't really care.
That's right.
But you thought you were cool because you had your own webpage, you know?
Yeah, but it was the creation of it was the fun.
Yeah. What about AIM? This one said they want AIM to come back. Mom, do you remember Instant Messenger? Mm-hmm. Do you remember when AOL had Instant Messenger?
Yes.
You weren't really
Yes. You weren't really a big, I guess more of like what my, I did in like my teenage years, college right. years. But right. like that was like the way that we communicate. This one said texting just isn't the same. And I do miss, I mean, yeah, in a sense I do miss it for the same exact reasons of why the internet was better back in the early 2000s in my mind, because you could like, while you were on the computer, you'd be logged in, you know, you hear the little sound and door opens, like if some of your friends, you know, entered, that was always kind of fun. You could have your dramatic emo away messages when you were feeling a certain kind of way about somebody, you could throw it up and like nobody would really question it. And you could have all the different like font colors. I do miss AIM. I think that was, I think that was fun. Let me give you two more. Flip phones.
Oh gosh.
This one says a few friends and I agree that if it weren't for a few key features on a smartphone, we'd love to go back to them. If a flip phone had a good GPS and access to Spotify, I'd be down. Do you miss having a flip phone, Mom? Minus the internet?
You know, I don't know that I do. I really don't know that I do. I mean, I would hate to give up all the things that my phone can do now.
I don't know, man.
No camera? I mean, just the basic stuff.
About once a quarter, I tell myself, that's it, I'm done. Like, I'm just going to go back to a flip phone. And like, if you really honestly want to get in touch with me, you'll just call me. Like, I just, because I know it's going to be really important at that point, you know? So, yeah, I'm not...
A lot of older people still have them.
Yeah, and I see them every now and then. I'm like, God, you're free. You're free. All right, I'll give you one more. Hanging out at the mall. Anybody want to go back to hanging out at malls?
Oh, God.
There was something... I mean, I don't want to go back to the mall, like, to go shopping. Like, I don't. I really don't. Like, if all retail shops were to go away, I can't think of the last retail store I went into. I don't even go to Target because it's too far away. I haven't been to a Target, y'all. I swear to you. I'm trying to think the last time I went to a Target. I can't even think of it.
You have them deliver everything.
Everything's delivered. Like, I'm just used to it. And I'm not mad about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, here's a funny, not even funny. I can't even, and this is not to sound bougie, but it's worth the extra money to me. I can't even go to the grocery store anymore. I try to go... Sunday night, I had this weird urge to make tacos and I had like a few ingredients and everything. So I was going to make a quick run over to Harris Teeter, which is Kroger, which is Ralph's, depending on where you live around the country. And it should have been so easy. Should have been in and out. I didn't know where anything was. It took me forever. And then I swear to you, if every self-checkout were to just explode at the same time, I would not miss it one bit. I always stand in the self-checkout line because I feel like it's the introvert's dream. There's no one to talk to, you know?
Oh, jeez.
But it always, something always goes wrong. It had three times, no exaggeration, three times somebody had to come over.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, this is why I just order my groceries. I just order them. It costs me $10 a month. Uh-huh. I just order my groceries. They come to my house and it just makes my life a whole lot easier. So I'm honest to God, okay with never walking inside of a store ever again. I'll give you one more bonus one. Furniture, all the blow up armchairs and lava lamps. Oh, missed that. Remember blow up furniture? It was so cool. So freaking cool. I do want that back. That was fun.
Oh, no.
All right.
So let's, super tacky.
Let's get to our quote for today.
Okay. It's from Lena Horne. It's not the load that breaks you down. It's the way you carry it. And that's so true. I mean, we all have troubles and, you know, we are all overwhelmed with problems at times. But how we manage those times are what really matters. You got to do the best you can. You can't let it get you down. You have to manage it and work through it.
Yeah.
And now you're going to come out okay on the other end eventually.
Or 4 years later, you're like, my wife got remarried. That's weird. Well, yeah. That's one of those quotes, though, that I just feel like, ugh. Like if I was going through something right now, I'd be like, shut the hell up, Nancy Yancey. You just shut the hell up.
Yeah.
It's always easy to say that when you're on the outside of something that you're actually going through versus when you are. But maybe this is like the reminder that you need. That like everything is somehow going to be okay.
Yes.
You know, I do have a life change coming up here. We'll talk about it I don't even know when. I'm not even sure. This month for sure, but I'm just not quite sure. I don't even want to start. I thought it was going to be the 1st of August, but it obviously was yesterday. So that's not happening. But I don't know that I'm handling it great. Just kind of like I haven't really handled anything great since this podcast started, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say too much right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like what?
Gotta manage it and make the best of it, no matter what it is. Whether
can you think of a situation though, Mom? Like I can't think. I'm sitting here trying to think of like a time that I handled a bad situation well. I just think that's mm-hmm. one of those things that like we say, mm-hmm. but does anyone actually handle bad situations well?
Oh well, yeah, I think so. You know, I can think of times when like I had to fire people. That's hard. You know,
and how did you handle
really,
that well?
Really, it We're really, like, yeah, weighed, fired really weighs well, and evicting people yeah. from a homeless organization, it really weighs on you, and it really hurts your heart. But at the end of the day, I had to realize that I am really first and foremost as a CEO of a homeless organization. I'm really the steward of all the goodness of it.
Yeah, so someone, I don't mean to laugh, but that's just such a Nancy Yancey thing to say.
What a steward!
Yeah, just like it's just your optimism is.
Yeah, I mean, enchanting. You know, that's my job to yeah. shepherd and to steward. You know, the organization, and if I am, you know, letting people work there that aren't doing a good job, then I am doing a disservice to the people that live there, and yeah. not fulfilling the mission. And same thing, same by the same token, if I'm allowing someone to live there that is abusing the system, then I am cheating someone else out of an opportunity that they could have to really change their life rather than trying to just beat the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those are the two heaviest loads I've had to carry professionally. And that's how I learned to manage them.
It's just trying to be.
Just to remember remember why am I there?
Yeah.
What am I really there for?
Yeah.
You know, not just what is my job title, but why am I there? Why is the work that you do important?
Right.
And are you doing your best?
Right.
To make it the best.
Right.
And then once I can get my head wrapped around that and get straight, then I can move forward with, you know, no regrets.
Yeah.
And never look back.
Well, there you go. There's your quote for today.
Yeah.
I hope that by now you've taken advantage of this Cozy Earth opportunity. I'm going to call it an opportunity because right now you've got a chance to get some adult sheets, y'all. Like you're still sleeping on the sheets you had when you got married. You know, like it's time to go. It's time to throw those out. Like how often? Let me see this. Like how often should you replace your sheets? Let's check this out. How often should
it depends
you,
on the quality of the sheet.
Well, that's true. Replace your sheets. About 2 years. It says actually it doesn't say it just says here that honestly that you'll just usually most sheet sets last about 2 years.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the difference with Cozy Earth, man. Like if you're paying just do the math here. What is the average sheet set cost, you think, Mom? 60, 70, 80 bucks? Like what do you think?
Yeah, around $75.
All right, let's do $75. They're going to last you 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have to replace them every 2 years. So mm-hmm. 75 times five, that'll be 10 years over a decade. What is that? 75 times five is $325, right? $325, is that right? Yes. 75, 150, 350.
Mm. You're the one with a calculator.
Hang on. Why is this so hard for me? This is like basic ass math that I should know. 75 times five. Everyone's screaming right now in your car, I'm sure. So, do you know? Could you name that? So it's $375. It is $375. $375. Okay, so that's for some basic ass Target sheets. You know, that's how much you're going to pay $375 over the next 10 years of your life to like just keep it up. Cozy Earth sheets. You're going to go buy a set of luxury sheets, the softest sheets you've ever slept on, And you're probably going to pay less than that amount right there, because you're going to have these for 10 years, possibly over 10 years, because they're going to come with a 10-year warranty. Y'all, these sheets are amazing. They're Oprah's favorite things. People that listen to this podcast love these sheets. I love them. My mom has slept on them. She loves them. They're just super soft. They're made with bamboo, which is different than cotton. They sleep cooler. They sleep softer. And you get 40% off these sheets right now. You've been hearing me talk about it, but I want you to take advantage of this offer. 40% off at CozyEarth.com. Go do the math for you in your own. I mean, I try to lay this out for you, because I'm one of those people that has sticker shock sometimes. I'm like, oh, that's a lot of money for some sheets. But then you start doing the math. Like, okay, 40% off, right? And then you also are going to take off another you're going to divide that number by 10, because you got a 10-year warranty on these things. Softest sheets you'll ever sleep on, y'all. Why sleep on basic sheets? You could probably sleep on the world's softest sheets for less. CozyEarth.com. CozyEarth.com. Your coupon code is Kramer40. 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 CozyEarth.com. This podcast today is brought to you by BetterHelp. I am excited to get back onto BetterHelp. My mental health has been terrible since I got back on vacation. I just had really bad anxiety. And I'm not even quite sure why. But I just do. I don't really know where it's coming from. So I'm happy to like hop back on BetterHelp. I usually go on for like 3 months. I'm on for like 3 months and back on for 3 months. And so in the next week or so, I'm gonna hop back on BetterHelp and get my sessions going again. BetterHelp is awesome, because what you can do is you can do your therapy session from wherever you are. They have live chat. They have talking sessions that you can do, like, which is like kind of like a phone session, or just chatting on the computer. Like, you just type. You don't have to see anybody on the camera if you don't want to. It is usually cheaper than doing traditional therapy, which, I always enjoy. And of course, I got a discount for you as well. You can get started. I mean, the last time I got a new therapist, I got matched in 6 hours. I think they say it's 48 hours, but it's fast. You can start talking to somebody, getting your life back on track. Even if you're just like, where do I go? Like, where do I start? You have a dilemma you don't even know where to start with. Don't feel like you need the answers to start therapy. You know, like, that's not how this works. Like, I find out that there's things that are uncovered in therapy with BetterHelp that I didn't even realize that I was having issues with. So it's really great. And they're a sponsor of today's podcast. I'm going to tell you how to get this discount. Go to betterhelp.com/Kramer. betterhelp.com/Kramer. It's betterhelp.com/Kramer to get 10% off your first month. betterhelp.com/Kramer. All right. Ask my mom in a second. First, we do have a new certified fan today, which is like, unbelievably amazing on the first day of the month.
Fantastic.
We got our first certified fan of August, which gives me hope that we can knock out our goal of 3 certified fans every single month. I'm still waiting to hear back from MLN email address. I don't know who you are. I can't even guess. Our newest certified fan, though, is 439, and we'll celebrate you in just 1 second. Mom, you want to explain what a certified fan is?
Sure. They're the wonderful people who contribute $6 a month to help us out financially with this podcast. They join our Facebook page, and they get discounts on merch. They get bonus mama text. They're the first for any exciting events, and they are the lucky ones who get a shout out on a show and a Facebook post.
Yep, absolutely. So if you want to join us, we'd love to shout you out and dedicate a whole episode to you. Our newest certified fan, I don't know anything about you, but your name is Elizabeth A., and that's all I know about you. We are so happy to have you here. Thank you so much. Please fill out the second part of your form so we can find out where you're from. But you are our newest certified fan, number 439. Mom, let's give her a whoop whoop. Welcome her to the fam.
Yes. Whoop whoop to Elizabeth A. We're so glad thankful. You're here.
So
welcome.
thankful. Yeah. Don't forget too that we're in a voting period. First 10 days of the month, we ask you to vote for Certified Mama's Boy for your podcast magazine. I've not seen the August numbers yet as of time of recording. I don't know how we did for the month. But our buddy Dante has made it so easy to just it's one click. You can vote for Certified Mama's Boy, and we'd really appreciate it. If you just text the word vote, VOTE, to 888 Kramer 8. We can get that done right now. So thank you for voting every single day. Really appreciate it. And now we'll do Ask My Mom. This is a advice segment that we do on Tuesdays, Thursdays.
The easiest way to submit your dilemma is by going to certifiedmamasboy.com. You can be anonymous. I typically don't say your name unless you just really want us to. And my mom's been a mom now for 43 years, 42.
43.
Damn. 43 years. And so she's got some good motherly advice. And then we, as a podcast fam, that hop in and give our two cents as well. Mom, let's do Ask My Mom.
Okay. Dear Mama Nancy, my 16-year-old daughter drives a used car that's in pretty good shape, but last week it needed to go in for service. So instead of sending her in, I traded cars with her to make sure the service department didn't try to rip her off. When I picked up the car, I drove through a fast food place, and while waiting for my order, decided to check out what was in her glove box. I found a pack of condoms. She has no boyfriend that I know of, and this really has me concerned. Now I don't know if she's having sex or what, and I can't really talk to my wife about it because I know she'd overreact. It really was none of my business, and I should not have been snooping in her car. But then I bought the car. It's in my name. I pay for gas and service. She just drives it. But still, if I confronted her or just talked to her, she would think it was a violation of her privacy. And it kind of is. Kind of stuck here and could sure use some advice on what to do next. Wow. Well, I can say for me personally that if I knew that I had not prepared my kids well by having the talk, which I did not, then I would look at that as an opportune time to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If you have had that conversation, and I hope by the time your kids are 16, you do, then you might just want to inquire about it. You know, I found these in your car. I didn't know you were in a relationship, you know.
Well, she might not be in a relationship. Mom, I hate to tell you this, but you can still have sex if you're not in a relationship.
This is true.
Not that
this
I would ever
true.
Would.
This
I'm,
is true.
I'm waiting for my second marriage to finally have sex.
Oh,
because nobody taught me how to do it.
Yeah,
so I thought
right.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think that held you back.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess... I don't know. I have such a different viewpoint on it now than I would have at that age. Like at that age, I'd been mortified, you know? So like, I'm trying to think on both sides. Mm-hmm. I think if I ever have kids, I'm going to have to have a very honest talk with them about sex and mm-hmm. just don't make it like this taboo thing.
Right.
Like, I feel like we did such a bad job at raising us when it comes to sexuality. Mm-hmm. I mean, my generation, like it was just like this hush hush. I don't know if this is everywhere, but my group, like nobody really knew what we were doing. Nobody's parents talked to us about it. Like just kind of like out there to figure it out. And it's confusing. It's still confusing.
It is.
I still don't quite know what I'm doing over there, you know? So
well, don't ask me now.
Yeah, come on, we have the talk. I don't know. Yeah, I think but she didn't say it. Like, yeah, it's her car, it's your car, but that's tough. That's a tough one. Here's what I think you should do. I think that no matter what, I don't think you bring up the fact that you saw the condoms in the car. I think you leave that alone. I think that you just have the talk with her about sex and or your partner or what. I don't know your situation. I don't know, single dad or whatever. But did he say he was married?
No, he said. He didn't want to tell her mom because he knew she'd go crazy.
But that's the problem. We don't need to be going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, y'all,
it's normal.
Y'all, it's everyone's, like, if it's not this year, it's going to be next year. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen
mm-hmm.
in the near future. Let's not be freaking out or being right. upset when this kind of thing happens. Like, let's take this as an opportunity. But no, do you think he should tell her that I found him in the car, though? That's where I'm kind of like, eh. I don't know. That feels a little icky to me.
Yeah, I'm just curious as to why she didn't take them out.
Like, well, maybe she's not using them right now.
If she knew that he was going to have her car.
Yeah.
If she didn't want him to see them.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants him to see them.
No. I guarantee there's no girl in the world that wants her dad to see that. 0% chance that's a real thing. 0% chance. Scratch that from the list. Negate that last comment.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why she would have left him in there knowing that he was going to have her car.
I wouldn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say anything about it. I would just
have the conversation.
Have the conversation.
Uh-huh. If you haven't already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and not mention have, the.
So not, if you have, what if you have had the conversation?
I don't think I'd say anything about in the car, though. I don't think I would. Yeah. I think at some point you've got to give kids like their space to like do things. Like, and I'm not saying you shouldn't know this happening, but like, I just think back to our 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think back to your 16-year-old self. Like, if you knew your parents, like, I'd have been mortified. Like, if you guys were like, hey, by the way, I found these condoms in your car. I'd be like, oh, like, why are you going through my stuff, though? Like, I know it's your car, but, like, I need – like, you've allotted that as my space, kind of like you've allotted my bedroom as my space.
Right.
And if I don't feel like I've got – if I haven't done anything to deserve you going through my stuff – mm-hmm. then I just don't, I feel weird about it, you know, mm-hmm. I feel weird. So that's my two cents. We'd love for you to call and tell us, like, as a parent, what would you do? Would you say something about it? 888-Kramer-8. And we'll get some calls on this week. Mom, I think that's it for you today.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
If you're trying to get your body right, AG1 could be your solution. Athletic Greens has been great for me. Honestly, I was having some digestive issues, as you know, and I started taking AG1 every morning, and those digestive issues have since gone away. Also, no, I wouldn't just say that, because as I was coming out of my mouth, I was like, that feels like a commercial. Like, oh my gosh, all my problems went away. But no, it really didn't. I wouldn't be on here trying to, you know, promote this product if I didn't truly believe in it. AG1's great because it has 75 key ingredients that just make this fantastic for your whole entire body. Things that you would not even think about taking. You know, like, you're not going to go to the store and be like, excuse me, may I have some high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens, please? You're not going to do it. But that's what AG1's all about, man. It's literally formulated for things like this to keep your body running right. My system runs so much better with it, and yours will too. It is perfect for whatever lifestyle you are. You know, I'm vegan. It's dairy-free. It's gluten-free. It's keto. It's paleo. And it's cost less than $3 a day. On top of any of those things I just said, it's for cheapos, you know, like me. Less than $3 a day. I can afford it. It's great. And got 7,000 five-star reviews from professional athletes and world-famous podcasters like myself. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Kramer. Again, athleticgreens.com/Kramer. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. I don't know what's happening in Baltimore right now, but there is a police helicopter flying over my head. Also, there is a... police car sitting in the driveway next to mine, and people are on their balcony looking, and I feel like I'm missing something really exciting right now. Hang on. Oh, it's a dog. I thought I heard somebody screaming. It's a dog barking. Wow. Like, everyone's looking out their windows. This is some Baltimore drama going down. Welcome to living in Baltimore. You just never know what's happening. Anyway, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. Really appreciate it. Hope Tuesday's great for you. Hopefully you'll come back and join us tomorrow for another edition.
Okay, that's it
Certified
for today.
Mama's Boy. I love you.
Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.